Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Root Awakening, a health podcast. Oh my gosh, it still rolls off the tongue. It's been actually many months since I've recorded our last episode. And I'm still doing the same thing I've always been doing in a way. I'm recording this episode right now with no professional equipment. I am talking into my phone with no headphones, using, it used to be the Anchor app, now it's the Spotify Podcasters app. They got bought out, but still using the same app, still recording the same way. And hey, when I was on my hiatus this year, when I wasn't recording, we hit 10,000 listens on this podcast. So I'm really proud of it, guys. It's been almost exactly 3 years since I started this podcast. And we have hit, in that amount of time, we have also hit top 25 alternative health podcasts in Ukraine, top 100 alternative health podcasts in Austria, and top 250 alternative, no, top 250 health podcasts in UK, which is insane. Like, what? That's crazy. That happened like a year or two ago, to be honest. So yeah, you guys, if you ever feel inspired to start your own podcast, do it. Because it's not even like I got crazy viewership on my podcast, or I don't know. We have plenty of listens and I'm grateful for that, but it's not even like I was number one a million times or anything, but it was insane to me to see that we could get like ranked so high in these other countries. You know, I'm based in Michigan in the US and we were ranked high in Europe. It's crazy. So you never know what can happen. And podcasting is such a healing thing, to be able to learn from people that are you're inspired by, to meet people you're inspired by that will meet you if you have a podcast, you know. I met people that I was listening to on other podcasts before I started this thing, and I think my podcast was really a catalyst in being able to talk to inspiring people, ask them advice for free in a way, you know, don't take advantage, but you can have a conversation with them for free and also promote what they're doing. And also, if you do solo episodes like this, it's really cathartic to be able to talk out loud and reflect on things and share it with the world. It's a big thing. So I guess I just wanted to take a segment and tell you guys, if you feel inspired to do this, do it. You won't regret it. I know you won't regret it. You'll be really proud of yourself. So that being said, hello. Welcome back. It's been several months since I have recorded, and I haven't been recording because I haven't wanted to record. It's really that simple. Things have changed since our last podcast episodes. So listeners who have been listening for a while know that this podcast had taken kind of a turn from talking about self-development techniques to talking a lot about food. I went through a long period of time where I was fascinated with the raw meat diet, the raw primal diet. It's where you eat a lot of raw meat. Raw meat, you know, is served in restaurants. We think it's gross in certain cultures, but you got beef tartare, you got beef carpaccio, you got sushi, sashimi, nigiri, kifto. You have a lot of raw meat dishes that are eaten. But the sound of eating raw meat is scary to a lot of people. So I took a lot of episodes to explore that with everyone. I tried the diet myself. I got some really cool results. I'm not going to spend any more time talking about it because I already have talked about it a lot. So if you're interested in any of that, if you have an open mind to hearing about that, you'll see a lot of raw meat titles in my past, you know, like 50 episodes. But now we're going to take a little bit of a turn, guys. We're going to take another turn here because I'm in an ever evolution process, I guess, in my life. And, you know, you love self-development and you go through a lot of different seasons and versions of yourself. So now I'm kind of at a new level and I want to give you guys an update about what I've found in my journey. So for those of you who are bored already, hold on a second, because let me tell you something. I achieved one of my biggest health goals that I've ever had in my life. And this is a goal that I've had basically since I can ever remember as a human being. And what I achieved was I am able to eat whatever I want, without any cost to my internal health, my external health, or my mental health. And this is something that I've wanted forever, and finally I have arrived. I will say I'm still working on my relationship to caffeine. This definitely requires a lot of explaining because people have a really negative connotation. Like whenever I talk about doing what you want, which those who have been following this podcast for a while know that I'm a huge proponent of doing what you want. But not everyone gets that. Some people think that by default, doing what you want is doing something bad for you or doing something selfish or doing something that you shouldn't be doing. That is a huge stigma in our society. I would say worldwide, I'm guessing. So when I say I'm going to use the example of me being able to eat whatever I want and explain that a little bit. When I say that I can eat whatever I want, I mean that I get to eat pretty much my dream foods. Like you could always go up and up in quality of food and you can always get fancier with basically anything, you know, but overall, exactly what I would want to eat, the stuff that I find valuable, exactly what I would want to spend on food, you know, I like putting money into food. I like having luxury food items. I'm able to eat what I want to eat, what I truly want to eat. And that also includes some restaurant food. And I just stopped having negative physical symptoms when I ate what I wanted to eat. Like, it's food that I enjoy eating. It's food that tastes good to me. It's food that my body seems to love. It's food that gives me, like, long-term pleasure and satisfaction. And I think a lot of people think that when you say, you know, I get to eat whatever I want, we think junk food all the time. But when you really think about it, like, do you want to eat junk food all the time? Some people might. And I truly believe that, like, there are people out there that authentically are meant to eat junk food all the time. They're just meant to. And you hear about these people eating at McDonald's their whole lives, and they're in great health, and they're like 102 eating at McDonald's every day. Those are the types of people that I think are meant to eat what we would call junk food every day. And they probably don't shame themselves for it. They probably think it's a good thing. And that's why they're living so long with great health eating McDonald's. So I think that we're all meant to have different diets probably. But I really just focus on myself. What I've seen firsthand, when I do what I deeply want to do, when I do what excites me, what makes me feel really good, what gives me sustainable pleasure, I win. When I do what I want, I win. And I've created a world where when I eat what I want, I win. It's the best possible thing I could do for my health. It's the best possible thing I can do for my happiness, and it's the best possible thing I can do for my life. And when I'm in good health and when I'm happy, I can help other people more. So I could have a whole nother podcast episode on doing what you want in general, but this episode I want to gear it a little bit more towards food because I had so many food episodes leading up to this one, and I want to let you guys know, yeah, about what I've achieved, and I want to give you an update about where I'm at with food. So yeah, I now kind of just created my own diet, which is just my dream food. So let me tell you guys how I got here. I'm going to back up a little bit. My relationship with food always left something to be desired. So when I was younger, I was eating food that I didn't want to eat. I was eating like cooked zucchini and I was like, ew, I don't want to eat that. You know, fast forward to high school and middle school, I was eating a lot of food that like really weighed me down. I was eating a lot of really processed food and I enjoyed the processed food, but something still didn't feel right there. I didn't have good after effects. It wasn't a sustainable feeling when I ate all the junk food. And then fast forward to college, I wanted to look really skinny, so I wasn't eating. I was trying not to eat, and then I would like binge eat, and then obviously my body was all, I was like obsessed with food, and my body was all messed up because of it. And I didn't think that I was good enough, so I never thought my body was good enough. So I was always in this chase of trying to look a certain way to feel better, even though the looking a certain way wasn't going to help me. But eventually, I created a world where I truly did get skinny, and eventually I created a world where I could eat anything I wanted and stay skinny, because at that point my body wasn't functioning very well, so actually I wasn't digesting what I was eating. So I was eating a ton of food, I wasn't gaining weight, I got my wish, I was granted my wish, I manifested what I wanted, I was super skinny, I wasn't gaining weight no matter what, but I wasn't digesting my food. Obviously that gave me health issues, and I got sick of getting skinny. I wanted then to get a more thicker body. I wanted a healthy looking body again. So at that point, that's when, you know, around the time I started this podcast and I did all the different diets to get me to a place where I was really healthy with food. And I kicked a lot of the disordered eating, but I was still unsure if I could actually retain good health and eat the foods that I loved. So for a while, I was loving the raw meat diet. I was gaining weight. I was feeling amazing things. I was also feeling a lot of not good things. Like I would go through periods of feeling really, really good on the raw meat diet and then have like a really big detox where I wasn't feeling as good, where my digestive health didn't feel good. And then I would go back to feeling really good again. It was like a very extreme way of living. And it was very dramatic for me, like too dramatic at the end of the day for me. So I just reached a point where I was like, I don't want to live this way anymore, actually. And that kind of kick-started my mini journey to where I'm at now. So last spring is when I ended the raw meat diet, and I just made a list of a bunch of foods that I wanted to eat. And the foods were like prosciutto, bacon, raw meat if I want it, but also cooked meat. I love raw dairy. I love my raw milk. I'm about to go to the farm now and get some more raw milk. I go to a local farm every week and get fresh milk. And that's just fancy to me. Like raw dairy is like fancy. You can't find it in stores in Michigan because it's not legal in stores. You have to own cows to have raw milk. That's cool to me. So I desire my raw dairy. I wanted to have like homemade pasta, and I wanted to have like vegetable juice. I love vegetable and fruit juice. I love green juices. I wanted to have dessert when I felt like having dessert. When I want cheesecake, I want to have cheesecake. So I wrote down this list of basic foods that I wanted, and I remember sharing it on my Instagram stories, and I was like, this list doesn't really seem that far off. There was something in me that was like, you know what? I feel like I can get here. And remember, this is after an entire life. You know, I'm 32. It's been a whole life, like 30 years of struggling with my relationship with food and struggling with my digestive health. And so, you know, it took me a lot of time to arrive to where I'm at now personally. But, you know, last spring I had gone through 31 years of working diligently on my relationship to food. So by that point, I was like, you know what, this list of foods that I just listed out, I feel like I can work towards this, and I'm just going to do it. I made this decision inside of myself where I put my foot down and I said, you know what, I need these foods. I'm really going to trust that the foods that I am craving are the foods that I need. And if I can cross like the foods I'm craving with the foods that make me feel sustainably like good and satisfied with like enjoying my life too, that would be my perfect diet. My perfect diet would have to have those three things. I would have to enjoy what I'm eating. It would have to taste good to me. I would have to enjoy the setting that I'm in. And my body would have to feel like good and sustainable around these foods. And then I did achieve that. After kind of just deciding, okay, no more diets, like I don't trust the other people's advice with what to do to my body unless it's an emergency situation. I really don't at this point. I trust myself. Like if we're talking about a long-term, lower-grade health issue, I trust myself first and like how God speaks through me before I trust someone else on how to solve this issue. So after I kind of made that declaration, I did achieve that. And it had to do with multiple factors. Like, I had to be mentally really steady with food, because I saw plenty of examples in my life that if I feel like a food is going to mess me up, it probably is going to mess me up. But if I switch my mindset to start thinking, actually, maybe this food is good for me, then it doesn't mess me up as much. And that sounds like a lot of make-believe, but you guys would be shocked if you heard some stories in my life about what I've been able to achieve with food. And I'll give you a really good example of how mindset can affect how you feel after a meal. Before I got into the self-development industry, I was definitely having like not optimal digestion. But after I got into the self-development industry and I started listening to these diet gurus that were demonizing food, my digestive symptoms got worse. Like, I had stomach pains that I had never had before. I actually felt like less comfortable eating. Why was that? Like, some people say, oh, it's detox and that's why you feel bad, because you're eating good food and your body's getting rid of the toxins and that hurts sometimes. Well, when I believed that narrative, yeah, that was the case. But then when I disconnected from the narrative that like you're gonna feel bad when you heal, or like these foods actually are bad for you and that's why they're making you feel bad, when I disconnected from both of those narratives and just took on the narrative of like self-trust, and just took on the narrative of like, if I'm craving this thing and I really want to eat this for like several reasons, then I think it's exactly what my body needs. When I took on that narrative, the digestive issues went away. And I'm not talking about an instantaneous fix. I'm talking about it took me time to change my mindset over years. And it worked in the end. Do you know what I'm saying? So I have seen so much evidence in my life after going through all these phases with no diet, with like disordered eating, with having a diet, with having a different diet, with trying a different diet. I've seen how my body has changed in reactions to food. I have just seen so much evidence that what my relationship is to food determines how I'm gonna feel after I eat. It's a big wake-up call to look back on myself starting to apparently eat healthier, to eat what I thought was healthier, but actually feel worse than I did before. That kind of a sign just spoke so much to me. So after trying all these diets and going through all these different mindsets, and this is very important and I'm going to speak on it again in a couple minutes, working really hard on my self-worth, I finally got to the place where I was like, actually, I can just change my mindset into believing that what I want to eat is really the best thing for me. And I believe that I'm worthy of good health while going out to a restaurant and eating. I believe that I'm worthy of good health if I have fried food. I believe that I'm worthy of good health if I make a bunch of homemade food. Every piece of food that I make inside of my house, I see as a health food, because I'm making it with amazing ingredients and I'm making it with love, and it's not being made in a factory. So I believe that I'm worthy of good health with what I eat, period. That's the end. Even if I eat something that was made in a factory, I believe that I'm worthy of good health despite that. And that, again, may sound like make-believe to some people, but let me tell you, it's become so true in my life. It's beyond life-changing. I almost feel like this is like generation-changing, because I can pass this stuff down to my kids and to other people and to you guys if you're willing to receive it. So I do want to speak to a question that some of you may be having right now as you're listening. You might be thinking, okay, wait, like, you're talking about eating fried food, you're talking about eating out at restaurants, you're talking about eating food from factories and still having good health. Like, how is that possible? Don't you know that fried food is inflammatory? Isn't it gonna get you in the end? Look, you guys, first of all, I will remind you of the examples of people who do live a long time and eat factory-made food. they're out there. Like, those people are out there. You don't see them in the diet world because they're not profiting from the diet world and they don't care about diets, but they're out there, okay? So that's number one. Number two, I don't crave factory food all the time. I don't really want factory food pretty much ever. Like, it's rare. I can be honest with myself. Do I want this or not? And usually it's a no, because my favorite kind of food is like the fanciest type of food ever. To me, the fanciest type of food ever isn't made in a restaurant. It's made like with love by like someone you know, or by like a monk who works at like a little monk restaurant in the mountains or something like that. Like, or like someone who has their own farm and makes like really beautiful, pristine food from the farm, on the farm. Like, that's, that like transcends fine dining for me. That's the stuff that I love. That's like my ideal type of food. So that's the kind of food that I want to eat most of the time. And I have learned, taught myself how to make food like that. I'm not a farmer, but like, you know, the closest food I can get, which I think is the best food right now, I've learned how to make food like that myself. So I go to the farm, I get my milk, and I make food with the milk. That's the kind of food that I deeply want. I think if you ask most people out there living in the first world, if you ask, do you want to eat fast food every day? Do you want to eat food that like a random person in a restaurant made for you every day? Some people will say genuinely yes, and I believe those people are meant to eat in restaurants more. That's just God's path for them. That's what I believe. But most people are going to say, no, actually, I don't desire to eat fast food all the time, because that's not like the top quality of food. It might taste good, but I don't actually want to eat it every single day. I would love to eat something like homemade, prepared for me. And it's like, great, then that's your life path, you know? And I would say the same with factory food. A lot of people would say, actually, my real ideal type of food would be like a homemade thing, you know? That being said, there are times when I do want to go out to eat. There are times when I do want to go get some crackers from the store and eat some crackers like that. Mine are better, but sometimes I'm with friends and I don't have time to make crackers. My top priority then is to eat crackers with my friends, and the crackers were made in a factory. So in order to keep a good quality of life, I need to have moments where I'm eating at a restaurant, or I'm eating fast food, or I'm eating food from a factory. I need that. I decided that I needed that. I made the decision to put my foot down and say, no. I need these experiences to have a good quality of life, therefore to have good health. We all know at this point how much mental health affects physical health. We know how much stress physically affects the body. We know how much depression physically affects the body. It probably affects the body more than we even know at this point. If I am isolating myself all the time, I'm not going to have a happy quality of life. Even if I have pristine internal health, which is not what happened when I was eating all of these elimination diets, but even if I have perfect internal health, but I'm isolated, I'm not going to be able to enjoy my life, and I'm not going to be a good parent to pass on good mental health to my kids. I am going to be unhappy. There's going to be no one around. There's not going to be a good tribe of people around for me to enjoy my good health with. Why do we want good health? Why do we want pristine health in the first place? To enjoy our lives and to pass on good stuff to our kids and to be able to help people, perhaps. I can't, if I hate my life, do you think I'm going to pass on good habits and practices and mentalities to my kids? No, my kids are going to hate me because I hate my life. And I'm probably going to resent them somehow because I'm depressed. This is an obvious thing to me. It doesn't seem to be obvious to everyone in the health world, but it's very obvious to me at this point. So I decided that I need to be enjoying my life. How can I enjoy my life? What is the great mix of like enjoying my life and eating foods that make me feel sustainably good? You know those circle charts where there are two circles and they intersect and you write down all the things that have to do with the two circle charts in the middle? That's basically what I did with my foods. What foods do I enjoy eating? What foods make me feel sustainably good? What foods taste good to me? Those are the foods that I eat. It makes me so happy to make my own food in my kitchen. It also makes me so happy to go out to eat at restaurants. I actually don't even like restaurant food that much, maybe once a week. I go out to eat sometimes more than that every week, but I actually think I'm gonna do it like once a week now because I genuinely don't want restaurant food that much because my food tastes better. But I like to be out with friends. So I'm just gonna keep working on that balance and figure out what foods fall into that category and fit that description. That's what I did, and it didn't work right away, you guys. Like, I came to this conclusion like a year and a half ago, right before I did the raw meat diet full on, and it didn't feel like it was working. I was eating whatever I wanted. I didn't know enough about what I actually wanted. So when you deprive yourself of something, you want it all the time, right? If you take out sugar, you're gonna like want it like a crazy person, right? But if you just allow yourself sugar, eventually the appeal is gonna wear off, right? So at this time, when I first started figuring out that maybe I could eat whatever I wanted, I was eating out at restaurants all the time because I was like, oh, I used to not be able to let myself go out and eat restaurant food, so that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go out and eat restaurant food all the time. And I did that immediately, right away. So one, it was a shock to my body. I didn't give my body enough time to adjust to the restaurant food. So that didn't make me feel good. Second, I didn't know that there was this whole other world of like sourdough baking and cooking that I could get into. I wasn't really cooking at the time. So I didn't know enough about myself and what I was capable in the kitchen. I didn't know that I had to like gradually introduce foods because anytime you, like most of the time when you have a bunch of a food that you don't normally eat, your body's gonna react weird at first and then it's gonna start to allow the food over time. That's what happened to me at least. And I think for most people with fairly normal-ish health, that is how it goes. I've seen the evidence. So I just wasn't educated on those things. So when I tried to eat whatever I wanted with no shame the first time, it didn't feel like it was working because of those reasons. I tried the raw meat diet as kind of like a last go with the diet. And then I was like, yep, nope, I was right the first time. Definitely can eat whatever I want. And then that time, I just really committed to it. I was ready for it. I knew enough about myself. I was further enough along on my self-development journey where that time it worked. So if you try this yourself, give yourself time. Give yourself the time you need. Maybe it'll happen instantaneous because you'll be in the place in your life where you are able to finally make it work. Sometimes it takes a couple years before you're at the place in your life where you can finally make it work. So now I want to talk about the self-worth piece. My self-worth, self-esteem, self-trust, it's basically all the same thing, whatever you want to call it. That was so linked to how my body was reacting to food. It was so linked to my mental health, obviously. It was linked to my physical health. It was linked to my internal physical health, external physical health. So I have really gotten to the point where I believe that I'm worthy of good health. Even if I go out and eat fried food sometimes, I believe that I am worthy of a good body, even though I eat a ton of fat and a good amount of sugar. I eat whatever I want. I eat whenever I want. I do what I want, basically. And I still feel worthy of a good body. I still feel worthy of good internal health. I still feel worthy of good mental health. I will give this caveat here. There are still things that I'm working on. Like, I'm a human. I'm 32. You know, I've got a lot of life left. There's always going to be stuff that I'm working on, probably. That's how it's going to be in the self-development world for me, at least. Maybe some people want to like arrive in their life. Right now, I can feel myself wanting to keep moving forward with what I'm doing. So there are obviously still things I'm figuring out. Right now, drinking caffeine feels like it gives my hormones like a run for their money, and I don't really feel great on caffeine. I don't really know what's gonna happen first. It's either like I'm not gonna want caffeine because like how awesome is it to not drink, like not ever need caffeine? I really don't drink caffeine, but like once in a while I will. Sometimes I want it, and when I want it, I have it, and then I don't have the best physical reaction. So I'm still like working on my relationship with caffeine, and I could see myself just not even really wanting it at a certain place because, like, whatever, it's badass if I don't ever need caffeine, and that's good. Or maybe I'll just want to keep working on my relationship to caffeine to get to the point where I can have it when I want it and not have any negative reactions. So that's something I'm still working on. Same with alcohol, it's the same thing. I almost never drink, but once in a while I want to drink and I will notice myself like a little tired the next day. Maybe my hormones will be a little out of whack. Maybe I'm like, oh, I feel like more depressed than usual. Normally I don't feel depressed. Today I do feel depressed and I had alcohol yesterday. So yeah, working on that, maybe I will genuinely desire to cut out these things and genuinely not want them anymore. Or maybe I'll want to keep working on them so I can get to the point where I can consume them when I want, but not have any negative physical effects. And because I've achieved that with all this food, basically any food I've achieved that with, then I think I can achieve it with caffeine and alcohol if I want. And like, obviously, you guys, always be safe. Like these mindset things don't like, just be aware that it'll take you a while to grasp these mindset techniques. Like if you have a problem with alcohol, if you have a problem with drugs, don't tell yourself that like I'll be fine and overdo it with the drugs and alcohol. Like that's not what I'm telling you to do at all. Give yourself time to like really mold your mindset with things and be safe always. Like it de this stuff did not happen for me in like overnight at all. It took so many years. I also like I've never been to rehab. I've never had to do any of those things. I have never had like an extreme relationship with anything before. So just keep that in mind, right? I just want everyone to be safe. So that side note aside, the self-worth piece was huge. I know that in my world, mindset determines everything, and it just started to click that I wasn't feeling worthy of pristine health unless I really cut down my diet. Like when I was on the GAPS diet, I did achieve pristine health, but I fucking hated those foods eventually because I was overdoing it way too much with like a small group of foods. And I got sick of it, obviously, because I wasn't eating everything I wanted, but I only felt worthy of good health when I was having an elimination diet in my life. So it started to become clear that like this was a mindset thing. It wasn't a fact thing. You know, some people will say it's a fact that if you eat junk food, you're gonna feel bad. It's not a fact. It's one human saying that another human is wrong. Like, which human is right? We're all imperfect. We all don't know everything. So in my world, I started to realize the truth for myself, and it became really clear that my self-worth was very linked to how I was reacting to food, how good I was allowing it to be for myself. I thought, you know, it can't be that good. I can't have whatever I want. And that's just not true, you guys. So basically, I have gotten to this place where I've abandoned all diets and I'm doing my own thing and it's feeling amazing and my health is improving. Oh my God, you guys, I have another announcement. Haven't even told anybody this on Instagram yet. I don't have a candida issue anymore. I know. It's like, where do I even start with this? When I started this podcast and for a few years even before then, I had an issue with candida overgrowth. I was getting vaginal yeast infections, and I was like, oh my God, I still haven't figured out this issue. And oh, I can't health coach. You know, I started my career health coaching, and I was like, I can't health coach when I have a candida issue, which that wasn't true, but I wanted to be a very authentic coach, and I just felt like I still had a lot to learn, and my clients were always happy. I never had a client that I saw be unhappy. I've always had them like give me great reviews, but I just didn't feel good enough as a health coach because I had this candida overgrowth issue. Come to find out, you guys, I don't even have that anymore. Like, I've learned a lot about candida. I have some episodes on it. I've learned that, candida is present in higher numbers when you have heavy metals to get out of your system. So it's actually, candida isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing to help you, to protect your body from heavy metals and harmful things because it surrounds the heavy metals like a little pillow and it protects your body from these harmful things and it removes, helps to remove those things from your body. So I learned that. I kind of took the evilness out of the word candida. But I still thought I was having vaginal yeast. I still thought I was getting yeast infections. And come to find out after a couple conversations about how, like, what's normal as far as like genitalia goes and what look is normal, what feel is normal, I figured out that I'm totally normal. Like, I don't have this anymore. I think when I was taking a lot of antibiotics before I even started this podcast, before I started my business, when I was taking a lot of antibiotics, I did get some yeast infections, but after that, they did go away. All my like itchy symptoms went away, but for some reason, I held on to this narrative of you are someone who has yeast infections all the time. Even though I wasn't even getting the symptoms, but I thought I was seeing yeast, and that was not what I was seeing. And of course, it took me years to make that realization. Just this month, I made that realization. I don't have chronic yeast infections anymore, and I'm actually normal. It's just crazy. Sometimes we really keep ourselves stuck with the narratives that we have, the identities that we hold on to, like all of these phrases I've heard before, like holding on to an identity, like what even is that? I didn't even know what that was until I lived it. And now I've lived this and I've seen these things in action. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm also having chronic health issues, I don't even know what that means. Just keep the intention inside of your brain. Like, that's what I would say. With everything I'm saying here, the stuff that inspires you, keep that as an intention inside your brain. If you're listening to me say, I can eat whatever I want, and you're thinking, I would love to eat whatever I want too. Keep that as an intention. Say, one day I'm going to be able to eat whatever I want and give yourself the time you need to actually make that happen. But keep committing to that intention. Keep committing to that intention of like, I am going to get rid of these health issues, or I am going to be able to eat whatever I want. I want to be free with food. I want to be tolerant with food. Keep that intention. Just keep working at it. Keep absorbing information. Lose the stuff that you don't like. Get rid of the stuff that doesn't make sense to you, that doesn't feel good to you, that makes you feel like you're forcing. And keep the stuff that feels really good to you because I'm telling you, I am now living a reality where the way that felt the best for me was the solution. The solution was actually what I wanted to do, not what I had to force myself to do. Trust me, I know plenty of people who have achieved all of their health goals by forcing themselves to do things that they didn't want to do. You'll see people all over the internet say, I was able to do what I wanted because I forced myself to do stuff that I didn't want to do. They might use different words, but there are a lot of people out there who say that. And that's an option for you. You can do stuff through force. I notice that men sometimes like to do stuff through force, like it's like in their masculine nature. I'm not saying if you're a man you can't do things my way. I'm just saying like some people like to they like the force. They like doing what they don't want to do. I don't like that, and I don't want to do that. So, I'm creating reality where I don't have to do that. There are multiple options on how to heal. That's what I want to tell you guys today. That's the biggest message here. So candida's gone. It's present in normal levels in my body. It's present in the levels that it needs to be present in order to get rid of any extra heavy metals that it's picking up. And that's great. Like, that's perfect for me. And I hope that I just continue to become more balanced inside of my body over time. But right now is like great. Like, I don't have chronic yeast infections anymore. So that is another big milestone that we passed. I have one more announcement. So you guys know I keep coming back. I have been coaching on health for 4 years now, over 4 years. I was certified originally in Ayurvedic health coaching. So I'm certified as a health coach. I took some principles of Ayurveda and I still use them in my daily practices, but I've really created my own version of health, as you've just heard in this episode. And I took a break from coaching for a while because I was going through a moment where it seemed really clear to me that, like, people need to do things their way. I don't have the right advice for you, just like you don't necessarily have the right advice for me. I think I want people to do things their way, just like I wanted to do things my way. But it also started to become clear, and this is something that I've felt God pushing me to do over time. Like, this is something that God wants me to do, and now it's becoming something that I want to do more and more. I believe that I have tools to help teach people how to listen to themselves. I can help teach you how to do things your way. You might be thinking, wouldn't that just come naturally to me because it's what I want? You would be shocked at how much we pretend like we don't know what we want or how much we don't validate what we actually want. We're taught to ignore what we want to do. We're taught to ignore our way. We're taught to always listen to an authority figure. And who is this random authority figure that might hate their lives? Like, I'm not listening to them. I don't want a life that looks like them. Yet we're taught to just listen to other people. We're taught to listen and trust the most in people who sound the most confident, even though they have no fucking clue what they're talking about, or they're just lying. We're taught a lot of things that definitely don't help us, at least in my opinion. When I got rid of those belief systems, my life got way better and way easier. So I know that I can help you learn this way of living, learn how to trust yourself. So it's not that you're following my diet, it's that I'm teaching you how to build your own diet. I'm teaching you how to validate your own wants, identify your own wants, trust your own intuition. I'm teaching you how to learn how to read your intuition and really live life in a way that feels good to you. It might be surprising to you how common it is to live life in a way that somebody else told you to live instead of how you actually want to live. When you think about everything you do in a day, how many of your tasks are things that you don't really want to do, and how many of your tasks are things that you genuinely want to do and don't have to force yourself to do? It might be good to recognize that and keep track of that and kind of clock that throughout your day. I guarantee the majority of people listening to this have things in their life that they're doing that aren't even really necessary and aren't even what they want to be doing. So I can teach you how to get out of that paradigm. I am booking intuitive health consultations where I will teach you how to take your own steps to achieve your version of what I have achieved with health. On one of our future episodes, I'm going to be talking about how you can manifest your physical appearance despite what you eat. This is another one that really gets people resistant, but I have seen in my life, it's become clear to me that how I look physically is a mindset that I can manifest into reality. I've manifested looking skinny, I've manifested looking fat, and now I've manifested my perfect body type, and that had really nothing to do with the actual food that I'm eating. So I'm going to save that for another episode coming up soon. But in the meantime, you guys, if you're interested in hearing more about my story and getting to know me more, you can follow me on Instagram at emilys.rootawakening. Root is spelled R-O-O-T. It's also in the show notes. You can DM me on Instagram for an intuitive health consultation. We will do that on Zoom, so I could do it anywhere in the world with you. It'll be an hour. Rates are low right now for each consultation, But they will be going up soon. That's why I'm not going to give you a price right now. They're at a low price and they're going to be going up. So if you do want a consultation with me, DM me on Instagram as soon as possible. You can also email me at the email address in my show notes.